Hello and welcome to this Learn English Professionals recording brought to you by the British Council.
Writing reports.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
You look busy.
Yeah.
Are you marking?
Yes, I've got about 20 IELTS exams to mark. I've done half of them, but I still have a lot to go.
Oh, how's it going?
Not so bad. I'm marking all of the writing sections first. Reports.
Any good?
Well, that's confidential information. But let's just say there are all sorts.
Reports are easy to write, though.
Hmm.
I would have thought that was what students found easiest.
Huh.
Well, they aren't like narrative texts when you have to have a vivid imagination.
Yes, you're right. But you'd be surprised at the silly mistakes that students make sometimes.
For example?
Well, lots of people don't read the question carefully. So they end up writing a report about the wrong thing.
Mm.
Or they read the question too quickly, think they understand what they have to do, but miss out a whole chunk of information.
Yes, I know what you mean. My students do that in class.
Yeah.
They don't seem to realise how important it is just reading the question and thinking about it a bit. What it means, you know, who the report is for,
yeah.
What style they should use. They're always in too much of a hurry to start writing.
Yes, I'm sure that half the candidates don't even write a plan.
Mm.
It is easy to spot the ones who do. Their reports are much easier to follow. They include all the information and they're noticeably better written.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll tell my students that, can I?
Of course. It should be obvious anyway. I'm sure you've told them before.
Got any other tips?
Well, I think it's a good idea to get your students used to using some sort of a checklist after they've finished writing their report, or at least after they've written the first draft.
A checklist?
Yeah, a list of things to check. Obvious things, but things that often get forgotten.
For example?
Well, to check that the register is the right one, of course. So, if a report is supposed to be formal, then it should be formal. No contractions, no colloquial expressions, and then spellings and headings. Yes, everyone makes spelling mistakes, and usually the same ones again and again. If you can identify your own particular mistakes, then you can add them to your checklist.
Yes, that's true. That's useful advice.
And then the obvious things, like, have I included all the information?
Mm.
Have I got a concise introduction and a conclusion that sums up all my ideas? Checklists are individual. Each student knows his or her own weak points and should write a list accordingly.
That's great. I like the idea of a checklist. I think I'll talk about that in class today. Fancy a coffee?
No, thanks. I haven't got time. I still have 10 reports to correct and I'm supposed to finish them by the morning.
Oh, well, I won't disturb you anymore. Thanks for the advice.
No problem.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.